Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. No, it is not your resident Squidbilly. It is Mikey P. Don't ask him what the P stands for. Penix Johnson. Flanking to my left today, which is an awkward Mighty Ducks formation, is Miss Allie Mack. Don't ask her what the Mack stands for. And through the glass, wearing the headset today, is one Dylon Matthews. And somewhere out in Woodstock is a hungover Squidbilly, but we hope he's getting plenty of sleep today. My friends, how are you doing? And do you miss Bo yet?
I miss Bo, but please don't tell him I took his seat today. I feel like he's going to be a little upset about that.
You know what's funny? And Dylan, I want an update from you in just a second, but you'll appreciate this. Bo is very protective over his parking spot. Mm-hmm. It's the very first parking spot out of the door of the stairs in the parking deck. It's like he gets here in the morning, he wants his parking spot. I parked there one time.
Yeah.
And I realized I don't want to be the closest car to the door. Because people are constantly walking past your car.
Oh, yeah.
And now Bo just thinks I just have the utmost respect for him.
Like he just moved back.
He's just like, yeah, man, appreciate. You know, one day he said something like, appreciate you letting me have my spot. And I was like, yeah, no problem. Dude, it's your spot. You know what I mean? They're just buttering him up. I'm like, yeah. You know, respect. Yeah. Hey, look, assistant PD, you know, the whole thing. Like, that's your spot.
Seniority. Yeah, you got it, man.
You take your spot. And I just every time I look at it, I'm like, I wouldn't want to park there. Like, dude, I don't want to park there. Like, there's always some guy like trying to sneak a cigarette right there, you know,
right.
Like
bro.
It's just always pungent down there. So pungent. Yeah, I don't my truck, you know, he's got a truck like mine. Mine's a little bit of a bigger mine's a diesel truck, and so we have to like all aim for the same spot. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like you have to have certain amount of width, but I'm like, no, you can have that one, man. So it's not the same spot that Dylan uses, but Dylan can utilize a little bit smaller one.
I can fit in those compact ones.
Well, especially when you get rid of the three coats of duct tape, you'll fit even better. But anyways, that's neither here nor there, man. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. No cap, as Allie sent me.
Oh, my gosh.
Before we went on air, Allie was like, sorry about the random text, Dylan. And I didn't even see the text yet. And so I was like, oh, I wonder what she sent me now. And then I just look at my phone from Allie Mack, and I see no cap.
Okay, there's about – one time a week, Dylan could just look at me and go, okay, boomer, because I just send him rogue texts.
Just hang on.
I love it, though.
Can we? All right, before we get to the headlines, let's rewind for 2 seconds here. Who did you mean to text? No cap. That's another question.
Like, right.
Let me start right there. And how often do you use the term no cap? Because as a former high school teacher, I can tell you that is so far out of our league.
It it is something to do with the Mac drop coming up. So I was trying to get some notes that I was planning. it is not something I have ever said in my life.
I have a feeling that I am going to be targeted. I have a bad feeling about this one.
All I know is you have a bad feeling about the Mac drop. All I know is the Mac drop is going to be fire today.
Yeah.
Cap.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
No cap. We'll
see what happens. No cap. That's right, Allie Mac.
We'll see what happens.
Well, how big do you think the smile was on Bo's face? Because he sent us in the group text last night. He had a nameplate.
Yeah.
Where he was sitting. The smile had to be ear to ear, right?
Wow, a nameplate?
Yeah, he had a nameplate. And shout out to Tim Z, who does listen to the show. This is what I told Dylan, you'll remember this. When I went to the messy playoff game, the United playoff game last year, I came back and I was like, dude, that's a whole other level. Yeah. That is a whole, like, you don't even realize things like that exist in this world until you sit in those seats. Like, they show us to our seat, had a photographer to, like, take professional photos. You have your nameplate. At the one I was at, which is the United game, they had scarves for everybody.
Wow.
And they had, the lanyards they give you for your badge.
Yeah.
Leather.
Oh.
Leather Mercedes-Benz Stadium lanyards. And then right behind you, like, just sushi bar, dessert bar, like, all kinds of food. And you're just like, okay. They have, I mean, it's not, they don't have waiters, but they have basically assistants in there just helping you with anything that you might need. They're like, do you need anything? Like, no, man, just chill out. So I'm assuming he had a phenomenal time.
Talk about
last night.
Highlight.
Yeah, dude, it's,
man.
That's why he was, and that's why Bo was so stoked about that concert last night, because I was like, dude, you never sat in those seats before. That is another level of living. That is like, that's how the other half lives right there.
When you luck into seats like that, do you ever just wonder, if I pivot my forces a little bit, could I get on this side of the world?
Yeah. It like you straight up, all of a sudden you turn into an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
You're just like, you know what? That one business idea I had, I could definitely get that off the ground. You had to go through three levels of security to get into that suite.
Real,
yeah, it's crazy. It's insane.
Understandably so, though.
Yep. They're like, hey, man. And there's also, Bo hit me about this yesterday. There's a dress code.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, and he was like, business cash?
No.
Business?
Basically anti-tears on your, that kind of thing.
So I could not wear my jeans that I'm wearing today.
Right,
either.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
No cap.
Yeah, no cap.
No cap.
And it's just funny because Bo calls me and he's like, hey, I'm just looking at this email. There's a dress code. How stingent do you think they're going to be at a Metallica concert? Yeah. I was like, that's a good question. I was like,
that's
I had no idea.
Really good question.
I was like, you think everybody at that concert's wearing torn clothes? I have no clue.
Can you imagine wearing a polo to a Metallica?
That's what
show?
I told him. I was like, I'm sure you're fine in like a Metallica t-shirt, but whatever, man. Yeah. I'm sure he had a good time. Maybe he'll hit us up later.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear how his time was at Metallica. But today we got to talk about everything that happened yesterday, the update since we were last in this studio, and I have a few headlines to go over. Mike, what's yours for today?
Look, it was not pretty for the Braves. A lot of people are calling this a get-right series. It was a get-right for the Arizona Diamondbacks, and it could have been much worse, and I'll tell you in a minute why.
Yeah. Dylan, what's yours?
They had their best season, the New York Knicks did, in 25 years, but it was not enough to save the head coach's job.
Oh, I know.
Man.
All right. Yikes. We're going to talk about that in a bit. We're also going to cover some audio from the Falcons coming up at 6:20, but yes, we do need to talk about the Braves season that carries on the same way it has been going. Braves lost 8-3 to the Diamondbacks last night. Makes their record 27-32 at this point.
Yeah. Rough outing for Spencer Strider once again last night. And he's not locating pitches. He's not doing some of the things that you expect Spencer Strider to do. It's crazy to look down and see Spencer Strider's record this year at 0-4. Yeah. Because is it four starts? Like, I think he's at four starts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you look down at 0-4. And this is the way I watched the game last night. Corbin Carroll, who is the leadoff hitter for the Diamondbacks, is on my fantasy baseball team, right? So you have, anybody that has fantasy baseball alerts and anything like that being set up. So I sit down and I'm like, all right, hey, time to watch the Braves against the Diamondbacks. Let's watch Freddy Gonzalez as the third base coach. Let's watch, all this new team energy that we're supposed to be getting. And here's how and this is what I mean when I say it could have been much worse. The very first out of the game, Corbin Carroll gets a 96-mile-an-hour fastball down the middle of the plate and pops it up. And at that point, I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
He missed it, but he barely missed it. Like, he was kind of sitting dead red, and he's not able to do much. So I was like, that's not going to be good. And, of course, the next time he comes up, he doesn't miss it. And it goes out of the ballpark. And he had himself a night last night.
Yeah, it was very upsetting. I will say, though, there were signs of life in the fourth inning. Drake got a home run. Matt got on base. And then he ended up running home. And we were talking about before the
show. Oh, God.
When he slid, I mean, was it a slide? I'm not sure. But he went home and he kind of tapped home plate with his hand.
Yeah,
it was
so
not
bad.
Pretty.
Dylan, did you see this?
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
It was so ugly. It was like he was, we've talked so much about Freddy Gonzalez coaching third base. He very clearly did not think Freddy was going to send him home.
You're right. He was like, he was not prepared.
What? Are you sure? Okay. That was so funny, man.
That was hilarious. But getting back to Spencer Strider real quick, it sucks because you can't really afford him to be working through his, trying to get into a rhythm because he hasn't been able to get into a rhythm, it feels like, all year until really just now. And we know he's still not right. He's still not 100%, but the Braves really can't afford him to not be 100%, or at least not be quality enough to where he's not giving the Braves a chance to win. And
such a good point.
You could just tell that he just doesn't have all the power he needs right now to put it behind there and really rear back when he needs to, and as a power pitcher, get that power to get guys out. And instead, we saw the home run. We saw three taters he gave up last night.
And they were tape measure taters at
tape
that.
Measure taters.
All the talk about exit velo for the last week around this.
It was all there.
Dude, it was all there. And look, I think there's a lot of things to talk about Spencer Strider, as far as location goes, because there was a couple times he just straight up left it down the middle numerous times. And the taters you're talking about, that's where they were. That's where they ended up. I will say on the flip side, Zach Gallen, the starting pitcher for the Diamondbacks, guys, this is a guy whose last four starts had an 8 ERA and leads the National League in walks.
Really?
And when you look at the Braves' approach, because how many times do we get on here, Allie, and we're like, I don't know what else you can say.
Yeah.
The Braves hitters got a hit. But there's so many times we talk about the new hitting coach, Tim Hyers, and you're like, dude, the approach has got to change. It's just so frustrating because when you have a guy that's leading the National League in walks as a pitcher, you would think that that's exactly what you're trying to do. They had the worst baseball, they have the worst bullpen in baseball just about. So you're like, let's work some counts. Let's get this guy out of there. He's going to walk some people. He's going to miss the zone. And it took him like 20 pitches to get through the first three innings.
Yeah.
And you're like, dude, how was that the game plan? How was that the idea coming up to the plate that you're like, hey, you know what? Let's go swing at the first pitch. Like numerous players, it's like an 0-1 count. We're popping up. I'm like, God's sake, this is frustrating.
It is very frustrating. And I hate that it is being called like a get-right team right now because everyone is coming into town with poor records and then setting everything straight for themselves. And I just don't know what is going to jolt this team to be firing on all cylinders. I don't know what's missing.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, I don't either. And I think that's – I mentioned this yesterday to Bo. I think that's what's scary for Braves fans. And Bo is a very positive Braves fan. I know Grant's the same way. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, let's keep our eye on the ball here. But I've made this conversation known to Bo numerous times. And look, if you're a Braves fan out there, I'd love for you to weigh in at 929 Morning Shift. We can talk all we want to endearingly about Bobby Cox and Chipper Jones and John Smoltz and Tom Glavine and Greg Maddux. Guess what? They won one World Series. 14 division titles, and you won one World Series. Right. So I think Braves fans, like myself, can be forgiven if you're a little bit jaded over the fact that you feel like you're missing the window with this core group of players. Mm-hmm. You did it with pitching, obviously back in the 90s, early 2000s. You thought you were going to do it with hitting this time around. It ain't there. And you thought you had that core group just a couple of years ago. That's why it's frustrating. And that conversation will continue to go on until these guys start to hit. Because Freddie is on another track for an MVP out in L.A. Dansby's on a team that is very, very good up in Chicago. And the Braves are now 5 games under .500 after you fought so hard to get back there. So we're going to roll on here on the Morning Shift. Appreciate you guys so much for hanging out with us. When we come back, one Falcons legend, Nate Landman, exited the pitcher this offseason. I'm going to introduce you to a guy who might be your new favorite player coming up this year.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.